So I've been chatting with some people who are doing this, and after doing the gratitude practice on Sunday night, I forgot to check in with how everyone was sleeping, because that's one of the biggest impacts that had on me. I woke up the next morning feeling like I'd slept for about 2 days straight. So all those good feelings, all that gratitude is tangibly going to change how you feel. So I hope you all slept really well Sunday night. And I hope you all find a way to bring that gratitude practice into your day. It would also be an interesting thing to see if you could find a sense of what you might call your gratitude body, the way just the way your posture changes, your breath changes, your face changes, our little magical six minds, like how they shift when you actually seek to connect with people in the orientation of gratitude. And I'm going to be using the word orientation and disorientation a lot, so I'm going to just make sure that's a big part of our new vocab. So just as people jump on, I'm going to tell a real quick, silly, goofy story. So I've been involved in martial arts since I was about 10, and for a couple of years there, I was into that whole ninja thing that was back in the 80s. Because honestly, I think I kind of wanted to be like dangerous but invisible at the same time. I was kind of one of those awkward kids. And luckily, that actually got me into a really long career of martial arts. And the story I actually wanted to share was about my first lesson with this man named Pedro Chang. And his name was Pedro because he arrived in Mexico before he arrived in Canada. When he got out of China, someone called him Pedro. And he was actually my first official Taoist teacher as well. Excuse me. So I'm going to share with you the first Chinese lesson because it's going to help us with what we're up to. So the first character we learned was called Shi, and that would be the picture of the earth with a person standing on the earth, or here's the earth, here's a person standing on the earth, and the person picks up something from the earth and makes it really big. So the character is the earth, a person standing on the earth, and then holding up something even bigger, like a stick or a spear. And again, think back in the day when that character represented the powerful person in your community who had some kind of strength or wisdom or a weapon. And what's really funny nowadays is if you're actually in China and you use that affixation that used to mean like warrior, it actually just means good at your job, because you can actually use that affectation for a cab driver or a chef. So that sounds sure. It just is a way of respecting someone who's good at their job. Although thousands of years ago, it was that first, tough person to pick up a big rock and growl or something. So the next character we learned was called Chur, and it's the same character with the earth and the person, and then the big stick or something like that. But underneath of it is the character that represents the feeling space of your heart. And that character is usually described as a kind of willpower, willingness, but I like to play with Chinese characters a little bit. And I would say that in this kind of practical context, that character would mean your heart's truth in action, in a sense that what you've kind of mined from the earth is also what you're mining from your heart to bring into the world. So that's all warm and fuzzy. But that character, sure, also means your kind of orientation to the world, because it's how you feel and how you react or how you are proactive in the world. So that's got a big part of what we call orientation and disorientation, because when we get into all the somatic mindfulness things, things that have to do with your posture, they're all going to be an expression of your orientation to the world. Or if you're having a not so great day or not so great few years, what you would call your disorientation to the world. Because if you're walking around feeling, excuse me, shy and collapsed, or if you're walking around trying to be really scary, those would be considered a disorientation. So we're going to want to learn to play with the nature of who we are and how we occupy our being. In the sense of orientation and disorientation. So, what we're going to play with now, I think that gets us to where we want to be. Well, actually, no, I'll bring one more quick example. So this just has to do with how we really notice maybe the meaning. So imagine you're playing beach volleyball or something like that. And clearly what playing beach volleyball would look like has a very specific orientation to the ball, to the team, to the other team, to the net. So imagine that you're playing beach volleyball and for some reason you decide to sit there and think about and maybe take some notes on your phone about how you really feel about last summer. You know, you got left behind, you know, for some adventure or something. So the disorientation takes over your body in the middle of a volleyball game. And that's kind of the point of this is realizing that in the moment, we really want to choose how to be in the moment, because otherwise we're going to get into a belief system that this moment is the moment I use to recycle past moments and plan future moments more than playing beach volleyball. And that's a hard discipline in life to just recognize that, you know, a lot of things are really about timing, and our sense of potency and responsiveness and agility and adaptability is our ability to actually choose what we're doing in this moment instead of feel like a recycle bin in a planning department for the rest of the universe. Because it's always now. So next thing we're going to do is learn another one of our breathwork practices. And if you feel at all that holding your breath isn't really your jam or your thing, then just breathe deep and slow and focus on what actually feels good to you. But if you're getting a sense of those breath holds really bring your awareness to something precise and rich, that's why we're doing it. So, breath of the day. we call this a receiving breath. So we're going to want to breathe deep, find your breath count, add that little bit for a need, little bit for a meaning, because that's what we're up to. And if we were to use the classic six in and six out, if we were to inhale, and then exhale all the way, and then just hold your breath out. And think of something, feel something that you might need to receive, and then breathe in. So we just breathe out, seal the throat a little bit, wait until your instincts are like, hey, I want to breathe, and then open your throat and really feel the deep, full-bellied, receptive breath, the shift of like, oh my God, I'm going to suffocate to, I'm going to live. And, the more you actually play with the emotional content, as well as the muscles and the breathing, the more you're actually going to get a lot of changes in your brain, because we're all geeking out on the science, even though we don't talk about it all the time. So, all the way in, all the way out. And then hold it, feel what you need to receive, and as you inhale, imagine you're receiving it. Okay, so one quick thing, and then we're gonna get into something completely different. So we have our six minds, and we've been playing with breathing into a yoke. If you've been going through all of the gatherings. So, take a moment, and I'm just going to ask you to follow this as I speak. And if you want, you can close your eyes. You can keep your eyes open. But what I'd like you to do is just feel the yoke nature, the receiving nature of each of your six minds. Just follow along and keep breathing. And because it's the week of the spine, we're going to want to feel the spine and the yoke. The spiny nature, but also the yoky nature of each of our minds. So let's play with that. So feel your sacrum, the spine of your sacrum and its yoke. And then your spine and the spine of your spine. And that it actually can only be that spine if it's also a yoke, if it's something that can absorb and be with the aliveness. and feel what it is to be a spine, but in your gut. And the aliveness and the yokiness and the ability to receive and hold energy there. And then your heart. And this is a tricky one. What's the spine of a heart like? And what would be the yoke or the receptive energy of your heart like? You could write poetry about it. What's it like to be kind of backbone like in your face, but still be receptive and able to connect and receive? Because that's a pretty tough balance, especially for people around 60. And just bring whatever it is to be your spine and backbone into your eyes, but maintain the balance with the yoke and the receptivity and the energy of connection in your eyes, especially your pupils. So that's a lot to play with, and the idea here is for you guys and girls to have something to work with throughout the day and maybe in an evening or other time practice. What we're going to do now is go into something even more a little bit tricky, and I'm going to move a bit because I'm going to recommend doing this standing up. So I'm just going to do a little Shazam thing and stand up. And I'm hoping the whole microphone scene still works. If it doesn't, start typing madly. So as we're standing, we're going to go through our six minds in order. And you can have your hands at your sides. You want to have your knees bent a bit. Not too much because you'll start shaking, but enough that you feel like you're ready to play some beach volleyball or something. And this is going to be powerful, but it's going to be vulnerable. So just an FYI, if you're not sure you want to feel anything really thorough right now. Just bend your knees towards your feet. Drop your tailbone. Extend your spine. Open your chest. Feel free to move around. You never want to hold yourself still. We're going to go through the six minds. And I'm going to ask you to feel what we nowadays call your superpower of each of your minds. Bring your awareness to your sacrum. Breathe how you like. What's the superpower of your sacrum? Wag your tail. Give it a nickname if you like. And again, just breathe evenly as I chat away. We're going to do something specific with the breath in a minute. The superpower of your spine, if it had a funny nickname. What's the superpower of your gut? If you want to, you know, check in or just, excuse me, just hold your hands up on your tummy, if that helps you associate with that. Same with your heart. What is the superpower of the human heart? And again, nicknames are a good idea. What's the superpower of everything we do with our face and our voice? And then what's the superpower of your eyes, but specifically your pupils? And for fun, just go through that as a sequence and try and make a little move. Superpower, sacrum, spine, gut, heart, face, pupils. You can do that slower or faster. It's kind of like the way dogs shake their body sometimes to just, you know, go from one place to another. Sometimes it's nice to have an inner dog shake and go superpower, sacrum, spine, gut, heart, face, and eyes. Ready to go. Because you're going to want to be for the next part. Okay. So the next part is to go through all six minds. But now I'm going to ask you to feel your personal sense of weakness in your sacrum. Yeah, I said it was going to get tricky. What is that for you? Or does it feel like your sacrum is going to crumble a bit? And give it a nickname. Where's your spine and that back bone? And when you do feel a sense of weakness, which is perfectly normal and okay, what is it really like for you in your spine? Yeah, what adjective would really bring that clearly, you know, to your mind? Bring our attention to our gut. What brings a sense of weakness there? Down under, they even say, I feel gutted. This is an interesting one. Bring your attention to your heart. What is weakness like there? Weakness doesn't mean like a failure. It's a state of, I can't keep up right now. And that's actually a good place to start. When you feel that way in your face and in your voice, what emotion comes to you when you feel a sense of weakness or I can't keep up or I'm just not enough right now? And then bring that to your eyes. So, again, this is meant to be a rehearsal time. So try and keep that in your mind as we do this. You can keep standing if you find standing is a good place for you to practice. If you find your legs are tired or shaky, then you might want to sit down. Because the next thing we're going to want to do is that next breath, that receiving breath, where we breathe in all the way out, hold the breath out, and then do a little alchemy of what do I need, and then breathe in what you need and see if you can feel it coming into your body. Just like last week, we talked about filling your yolk through your belly button with the umbilical breathing. So it's kind of like that. But, and this might be something to really spend some time on, and it's morning, so people have places to go. But this is the alchemy. Go into your sacrum. As you breathe in, feel your superpower. As you breathe out, identify that there may be weakness. And as you hold the breath out, lure that superpower to sit and guide your weakness, to mature it, to have compassion for it, and then breathe in. Breathe out. Superpowers, weaknesses, sacrums. Hold the breath out. Find that feeling that makes you feel more powerful, and then inhale. And powerful doesn't mean powerful over people. It just means full. So, spine, superpower, weakness, Okay, deep breath in. Feel what's powerful, breathe out. Hold what's not powerful. Hold the breath out. Draw in what's powerful as you breathe in. And just keep doing that over and over until you feel that sacrum and that spine really do feel like they're ready for the day. Because the sacrum and spine are your nervous system. And we'll get into how that's one fundamental part of who we are in a couple of days. But I would say that would be a good place to always start before you open the door and move on to your day. So if you want to get into another kind of instinctual self, we do the breathing all the way in. What's the power of your tummy, power of the gut? breathe out. What's the frailty of the gut? What are we sensitive to? Hold the breath out. Feel that alchemic change, then breathe in. Then bring your attention to your heart. Inhale, feel empowered by your heart. And feel what's disempowering in your heart. Hold the breath out and choose. And bring your attention to your face. What's your power face? What's your disempowered face? Hold the breath out. As you inhale, choose your face. Feel your face. And relax. Feel what's powerful in your eyes. Feel what it's like to be disempowered in your eyes. Hold the breath out. Do your alchemy. Close your eyes for sure. Inhale all the way. Feel your eyes to your pupils of who you really are, with who you really are. That once more. With your eyes closed, inhale what is empowering into your eyes. Exhale, aware of what it's like to be disempowered in your eyes. Hold that breath out. Bring that power, that aliveness, that you into your eyes. Open your eyes. And start your day. So I'm just going to shift my chair here. That was probably really noisy. So that's the sequence that I would encourage anyone who's really wanting to be able to have like a physical somatic affirmation experience, to know oneself, to feel what's powerful and what's disempowering. In the animal body, it's more about strength and weakness. In the thinking, feeling body, it's more about empowerment and disempowerment. Try not to feel judgy words. They're never going to be judgy words. They're just meant to bring up a certain part of us. So keep working with that. Keep working with the realization that that idea of a yoke is everywhere. That idea of a place to actually feel your aliveness and allow it to fill and be your aliveness in that way, that's just about intention and awareness and time. You know, there's not a magic thing. it's just awareness, attention, and time. Because that's really the superpower of what humans can do. So I hope you're really getting a sense of how intuitive and instinctual those six minds are. They're not referential to any system of belief or practice. They're just kind of the meat and bones of being here. So hope that frees up your awareness and your attention from anything that might seem just connected to the external world or the past. So keep breathing. tomorrow we're going to get into something that has a lot to do with how we actually migrate around socially. And I apologize, but the best metaphor is politics. So I'm going to spend probably 1 minute talking about modern politics. But after that, it's all going to be about how we actually navigate the world spine to spine. And this has a lot to do with sort of Chinese medicine and meridians and how impactful social connection really is. So I'll see you all tomorrow morning. If you have questions or thoughts or anything like that, just put them below the video. I usually get to them in the evening so I can answer questions and check in with people then. Thank you all so much for showing up. Again, if you came on later on, if you're on the call live thing what is this called? On Sunday night for the gratitude process. I'm really, really curious if it changed the way you slept, because that's been so far the biggest thing people have noticed, is that they slept like, well, babies, because they probably had a good cry and really felt their life. So much gratitude for each of you, and I'll see you 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and blessings on your Tuesday. Yeah, I got the microphone phone figured out now. Thanks, Deb. See you guys tomorrow.